Our readings for the memorial of St. Dominic follow nicely upon our readings for Sunday, this past Sunday, all about our life is being lived on pilgrimage. Life is a great pilgrimage to our heavenly homeland, undertaken in a spirit of faith and hope and charity towards others. They're beautiful readings for St. Dominic, who was the founder of the a religious order that was rather unique at its time. This was at the end of the 12th century, moving into the early 13th century, which would become the Dominicans. Dominic never called it that, but he was part of the order of preachers, and they were an itinerant order, much like in the gospel today, where Jesus says, "I have no place to lay my head," but life is a constant journey, a way of the cross. And the itinerant preachers were different from all of the different religious orders who had come before them, which were primarily monastic orders, which means that they dedicated their life to staying in a monastery. The itinerant orders really didn't stay in monasteries. They had homes scattered about, but their life was spent out on the road, preaching and proclaiming the kingdom of God. And so they lived in a very radical way, this gospel that Jesus gives us today, seeing that we really have no firm and lasting home in this world, but that all of our lives in some way are itinerant. We're all on a pilgrimage. And this is can be a scary way to go about the world, one that requires us to put all of our trust in the Lord. The Lord asks us not to be obsessed with the things of the past, always looking back to where we come, but always looking forward. But it's also a future that is very unknown to us as well. So we really have to dwell in the present moment, to rely upon the Lord for every second, every moment of our lives. I'd like to share a little prayer that I thought was maybe appropriate for how we see our lives as a pilgrimage and how we dwell in God's presence in the present moment. Maybe you've heard this prayer before. It sits on my little table where I do my prayer in the morning, and every once in a while I look at it, and it's a good source of meditation for me. But I think it captures well the spirit that Jesus is sending out his apostles with today. It's a prayer attributed to the late Cardinal John Dearden, and it's called Prophets of a Future Not Our Own. It helps now and then to step back and take a long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it is even beyond our vision. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is a way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. No statement says all that could be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No confession brings perfection. No pastoral visit brings wholeness. No program accomplishes the church's mission. No set of goals and objectives includes everything. This is what we are about. We plant the seeds that will one day grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces far beyond our capabilities. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something, and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are workers, not master builders. Ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future not our own.